It's immediately after the close of our last episode. Prosecutor Apt and Lieutenant Tragg have completed their preparations, and Perry Mason's office building is completely sealed off. Right now, in the street outside the building, Prosecutor Apt is having a last word with the assembled reporters before going with Lieutenant Tragg to place Mason under arrest. Well, that last word could prove expensive for Mr. Apt, because inside the building on an upper floor, Della Street is watching with anxious eyes as Paul Drake and a porter maneuver a portable platform through Mason's office door to the corridor. On the platform is a large packing case, a very large packing case. And as it rolls into the hall...
Careful of the door, Mr. Drake.
Yeah.
Be careful with that packing case.
Careful as we can, Mr. Drake.
Okay. Well, got it in the hall.
But don't let it stop rolling, Mr. Drake. Boy, it's so heavy, it's hard to get it rolling again.
Yeah, see you, Della.
I'll go to the freight elevator with you, Paul.
Now, you better stick in the office.
Well, I'll watch the elevator indicator and get back in time if they start up.
I don't know why they're not here by now.
Watch it, Mr. Drake. Don't let it run into the wall.
Right.
Must be a couple of 100 pounds of books in this.
195 pounds.
Of books?
Don't forget the office safe.
Huh?
You said you had the office safe in here, too, remember? To make up the extra weight.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, slow down before we get in the elevator.
Okay.
Yeah, don't want us to run into the back wall of the elevator.
Oh, be careful. Do be careful.
Reading these books just as gentle as we can, Miss Street.
Okay. Push it in the elevator, Joe.
Don't bump it like that.
Della.
Joe will get the idea there's something in this besides books.
Oh, no. Joe wouldn't get any such idea. Not even when you made me go out of the room while you nailed this thing shut.
Now, Joe.
Not when I came back and found Mr. Mason out of sight.
Oh, shut up, Joe. Beat it, Della.
Good luck, Paul. Good luck.
Yeah. Come on in, Joe.
There's hardly room enough.
Get going, Joe. See you, beautiful.
Mr. Drake.
Yeah?
There's going to be cops in the basement.
Maybe.
And they're going to want to know what's in this.
Tell them.
Huh?
You saw books, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Then as far as you know, that's all there is inside.
Yeah.
Books and the office safe.
Uh-huh.
Just tell them what you know.
Like that, huh?
Sure. Like that. Then we take this crate out and put it on a truck.
And deliver it.
Sure.
Maybe the cops will have something to say about that.
They're after a guy, Joe. Not books. You know that.
You want to know something, Mr. Drake?
What?
I'm scared.
Well, what are you waiting for, Joe? Start pulling. I'll shove from back here.
Mr. Drake. Okay.
This thing makes too much noise. Grease the wheels. Then we could have sneaked out.
Now you're a great one to make a joke, Mr. Drake.
Start laughing.
Hey, where do you guys think you're taking that?
Uh-oh. Now you start laughing, Mr. Drake.
Okay, stop.
This is a crate of books.
Oh, books, huh? Well, Mr. Drake.
Hi, Martin. Yeah, we got a load of books.
Uh-huh.
Like Mr. Drake told you.
Stand aside, huh, Martin?
Now, don't be in such a rush, Drake.
What's the trouble? Hey, let that alone.
The building is roped off, Mr. Drake.
Yeah? What are you sniffing around the crate for?
As if you didn't know.
Hey, let this crate alone, Sergeant.
Joe! Sergeant Martin doesn't care about these books. He's after, you got somebody trapped in the building, Martin?
Yes, Mr. Drake. I think maybe we got them all boxed in, a matter of speaking.
Yeah? Well, that's fine. Good luck.
Thanks.
So I guess we better get going. Stand aside.
Wait.
Look, Sergeant, are you after a guy or a crate of books?
Now let's take a look.
It's books. Joe saw them.
That's right.
Books from whose office?
From upstairs.
Come on. From whose office?
Wait, is that accounting
firm? No, Joe.
That's right, Joe. Be a good boy and don't tell stories to the nice policeman. Whose office?
Mr. Perry Mason's.
Well. Now, Imagine that.
Yeah, imagine it. Now stand aside, huh?
School is out, children.
Look, stop acting like your idea of a humorous cop.
All right, Mr. Drake, we're through laughing. Open it up. That is, if you want to keep your license as a private detective.
I can't open it. The lid is nailed down.
I can see that. Take it off.
Me?
Yes, you. You've got a hammer sticking out of your overalls there.
Mr. Drake.
Don't do it, Joe. He can't make it.
Okay. Give me the hammer and I'll take it off.
No, you don't open it either. Not without that piece of paper.
We got that piece of paper, wise guy.
Now, let's see it.
Mr. Aft's got the warrant.
Yeah, you say.
He's got it, and I've got the right to open it.
Not until I see that piece of paper.
Now, look, Drake. Stalling won't buy you a thing. I know he's in there.
Do you know it enough to break open a lawyer's private property when his agent tells you no?
Huh?
I'm responsible for these books.
You got a warrant, wise guy. Now stand aside, or...
These aren't on Mr. Mason's premises.
So what? It came from there.
That cuts no ice. You a lawyer, Martin? I'm not either. Mr. Mason told me his rights, and you touch this before I see a warrant, and he'll throw some of those law books at you.
Okay, smart guy. You want to keep me shut up in that crate much longer? Hey, Pete, Carl. Come here and watch these clowns a minute. Just rest comfortable, Mr. Mason.
Mason's office is right up here, Mr. Raps.
Too bad we couldn't bring the reporters with us.
He's complicating it.
No, of course you're right. However,
they'll get pictures when we bring them down.
You have your handcuffs?
Handcuffs?
Sure.
Now, look, there's no excuse for putting bracelets on Mason.
But there certainly is, Lieutenant.
Mustn't take chances with a tricky operator like him. Now, it's too bad we can't shoot on sight.
Oh, we want him alive, Lieutenant Drake. Oh, yes, indeed. I anticipate prosecuting Mr. Perry Mason.
I'll bet. Well, this is his office.
When the lights are on, go on in. I'll make a wager he's not here.
Well, just take it easy.
Probably hiding in the building. We'll have to hunt him down like a rat.
Yes?
Stand aside, Miss Reed.
Hey, stop shoving. What is the meaning of this, Lieutenant Tragg? You know better.
Where is he, Dillon?
Who?
Now, don't stall. You know.
But I don't...
Oh, come now, Miss Reed. You know the building's sealed off.
Well, I knew there was some excitement, yes.
Where's your employer?
Now, just a minute.
Search the premises, Lieutenant.
What? Don't you dare.
Go ahead. He isn't here, but you better make sure.
Mr. Mason certainly is here.
Hey?
I said he is here. Now, I've answered your question, and you can get out.
All right, relax, Stella.
You say he's here, just waiting?
I said he's here, but not waiting. He's very busy.
Oh?
And he does not wish to be disturbed.
I can imagine.
Under any circumstances, Mr. Apt. Ames, I'll be delighted.
Let's go. Stand aside, Miss Street.
We, got the authority, Della.
A warrant?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe it.
Read it yourself. Go on. Read it.
But don't bother with the fine print, Della. It's all in order.
Well, all right, Lieutenant Drake. I'll call Mr. Mason.
No. You stay here. Come with me, Drake.
Excuse me.
Come on, Drake.
Wait.
Officer Perry Mason. Why, no, I'm sorry. You must have the... No, you've got the wrong number.
Give me that.
It was the wrong number, Lieutenant Trahan.
Who is this? Martin. Yeah, I heard her, but never mind about her. What? Packing case, huh? Yeah. Well, what do you know? You were right, Mr. Apt. Mason didn't sit still.
What?
Martin tells me he's intercepted Paul Drake trying to sneak out a packing case through the basement. And that Perry Mason is inside it. Well, it seems you're going to get the last word after all.
Well, Mr. Apt seems to be getting just exactly what he wants. Perry Mason, trapped and helpless. All nailed up for delivery. Oh, yes, Mr. Apt is smiling a beaming smile of triumph. But, well, by all means, join us on Monday.